This is Dr. Letitia Wright with IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is creating multicultural relationships every day. We're with Rocky Fino, our sexy chef from, well, he has a book called We'll Cook for Sex. I won't say you're from We'll Cook for Sex.
I could be.
You could be. And he's going to share with us a great recipe today, and it's a salad. And this recipe is specifically for dating and how you can set it up so it's just a great romantic evening. So what's the name of the salad?
We're going to do it's a chopped shrimp salad. I call it prawns and shreds.
Okay.
And what's cool about it is the salad's it's a combination of a fair amount of ingredients, but none of them exotic. You'll be able to find them all at the store. But the cool part about it is it's a combination of a number of flavors and works out to be a meal in itself.
Okay. How do we get started?
What we got to do is do some shopping.
Okay.
This one requires a little bit of shopping. Like I said, we got a few ingredients to roll through. But
okay, let's go down our ingredients list.
You ready?
Talk about it. Go ahead.
All right, we're gonna make this salad. Now, the ingredients I got are serves four, which is okay because you could save some for later.
Okay.
Or if you just feel like you want to lighten it up, just cut the ingredients in half.
Got it.
We're gonna go two avocados.
Okay.
One lemon.
Okay.
Green onions.
Green onions.
You're gonna buy a bunch of green onions, and we're gonna use about a quarter to a half cup chopped.
Okay.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Two to four strips. Which you end up buying the package.
Yeah, no, I don't think they'll give us two.
That's
strips.
Right.
I just need two strips. I just want two strips.
A lime.
Okay.
Some cherry tomatoes. Or baby tomatoes.
Okay.
Cilantro.
That sounds great.
You bet. Grab one bunch. We won't use it all, but we've got to buy it in a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
A head of iceberg lettuce.
All right.
And about a half pound of shrimp.
Yeah. Do we have to look for a specific size?
Like, you know what? You want the smaller ones, about the 40 count.
Okay.
Doesn't matter because we're going to chop them up if you get a different count, but I think the key here is buy the ones that are peeled and deveined already.
Okay.
Buy them raw. We want raw shrimp, but we're going to buy peeled and deveined because we eliminate that step. That's work.
Okay.
And then for our cilantro puree, which is the dressing we're going to use, you're going to need sour cream.
Sour cream.
And then we've already got the ingredients, the cilantro and lime that we've already got. So that's our shopping list.
Okay. Does it work if we use, like, the low-fat sour cream, or does it change it?
If you have one that you've tasted before that you like, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Just, you know, sometimes I've done some of those low-fats and walked away a little dissatisfied. So.
Okay.
What's nice about making your own dressing, and this is where salads are interesting. Everybody likes salads because they feel like they're eating better, they're a little healthier, they don't mind taking a shot at, some eating a second helping. But if you ever watch somebody eat a salad, they make a nice little arrangement of healthy items, and then they drown it in some bottled heavy dressing, and it's like, you know, you kill the whole purpose.
Exactly.
So we're not going to do that. We're gonna make our own little puree.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Well, that's kind of exciting to say, oh, and I made the salad dressing too. You
bet. You're making it all from scratch, and she's going to like that.
Okay.
And what I think's cool is, again, this is... You know, one of your early times where you're cooking for her, and this is a casual night in at your place, and you're showing her that, hey, you know what? You know, most guys, when they say they're going to cook for some girl, you know, first vision a woman has is, all right, you know, pork ribs or, you know, all you
can eat
barbecued grilling chicken wings or a pot of chili or something like that. So, you know, this is kind of cool because she's coming over. It's a salad, which... You know, most women like salad, and neither party on each side is afraid to have an extra helping.
Exactly. Okay, great. Okay, where do we go from there? We've got our ingredients. We've been to the store.
We're going
to
get started.
Okay.
First things first, we're going to get our bacon cooked. Now, we're going to take the strips of bacon, and we're going to slice them into eighth-inch strips.
Okay.
A little, you know, crosswise into eighth-inch strips. And then we cook it till crispy. You know, you fry it in a pan. You want it crispy. You don't want it soft because you're going to, you're sprinkling it into the salad. So,
okay.
Cook it till crispy, and then remove it dry. When typical bacon, you know, you remove it onto a paper towel. Let the excess grease, the towel absorb the grease, and then set the bacon aside.
Okay.
Now we're going to add what we're going to do to cook our shrimp. We've got our shrimp peeled and deveined.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to add the shrimp, and we take your lemon, cut it in half, and squeeze half that lemon into a pot of water.
Okay.
About a quart of water in a pot.
Okay.
And you're going to squeeze the lemon juice into the water. What that does is it eliminates the fishy flavor and smell of the shrimp.
Okay, great.
So you're going to squeeze the lemon and then drop the half of squeezed lemon into the water.
Okay.
And then add your prawns to the water. So we got prawns and lemon, and then bring this quart of water with the prawns and lemon to a boil.
Okay.
Now, shrimp's done at about the point of the water boiling.
Okay, so it doesn't need a long boil.
No, shrimp's very quick.
Okay.
So once you've brought the water to a boil, the shrimp, what you're looking for is the shrimp to turn white.
Okay.
Shrimps are you know, translucent to begin with, and then when they're cooked, when they're white.
Okay.
So then remove them from the boiling water, and then just take them over to the sink and run them under some cool water from the faucet, slightly cool water to cool the shrimp down.
Okay.
At that point, we're stopping them from cooking.
Okay.
If you put them aside and just left them with the water, in the boiling water, they'd overcook. So we're going to water, and we're going to chop it up into about half-inch pieces.
Great. Okay.
Lay it on a cutting board and just chop it up. Doesn't have to be, you know, exact, but makes nice little chunks, bite-sized chunks. And we're going to push that aside also, so now we've got our bacon and our shrimp aside.
Got it.
All right?
Okay.
Now, here's the only trick to this recipe that we have to have a blender.
Okay.
Because we're going to make our cilantro puree using a blender.
Okay, great.
So we're going to do, with a blender, we're going to add our sour cream, about 6 tablespoons of sour cream.
Yes.
And then we're going to squeeze in 2 tablespoons of lime juice into the blender also.
Okay.
Cilantro, we're going to remove the leaves from the stems and add about 1/3 cup of loose cilantro leaves,
okay,
loosely packed, into the blender also. Add some salt and pepper to taste. Use your own, probably a heavy pinch of salt, a light pinch of pepper.
Okay.
But with things that require salt and pepper, you always, you know, just take a little taste of the spoon and see if you need more.
Okay, great.
But that should do it. Blend that up. It'll blend quick. Won't take but 10-15 seconds of a blender. Creates a nice green speckled puree. It's attractive.
Okay, great.
And it's nice. It's cool. It's a real cool flavor to go with the salad. It's kind of nice.
Okay.
Now we're going to take all those other ingredients we've got out, and we're going to chop them up. That's how we get the name chopped salad.
Okay.
Yeah. Take the little cherry tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Just cut them in half.
Okay.
And then we're going to take our cilantro leaves. We're going to take some more cilantro leaves, and we're going to remove the leaves from the stems again.
Okay.
We've got about them. You're going to use about another 1/4 cup
okay
of the cilantro leaves. You're going to take your avocado. Now, the avocado, we're going to have it, and then you're going to peel the avocado skin, the meat of the avocado out of its skin.
Mm-hmm.
Chop that into little half-inch squares.
Okay. And does it matter if it's Haas avocado or what kind of avocado?
You want a ripe avocado. That's the key. And it's tricky because, you know, sometimes, depending on where you're at in the country, you could see what people think an avocado is supposed to be, these, you know, light green bricks that would, you know, kill you if you got hit by one.
So avocados should kind of...
You want a ripe one. You know, they're very dark skin when they're ripe and they're very soft.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really key. Ripe avocado makes a big difference because it's a nice creamy flavor of an avocado. And we're going to take our iceberg lettuce. We're also going to chop that into half-inch squares. And we also then we take our green onions and chop those about half-inch also.
Okay, so that'll turn out to be, what, about a half a cup? Or?
And that works out to about, use about a half cup of the green onions.
Okay, great. All right.
Now, in a big bowl, in a big mixing bowl, place the chopped iceberg lettuce in the bowl first.
Okay.
And then what I do is just add basically all your ingredients that we've combined. On top of that, we've got our chopped shrimp, bring back our bacon, put in our chopped tomatoes, our chopped green onions, our chopped avocado. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to take and add, I like to err on the side of less dressing myself. There's a ton of flavor in this salad. What's really fun about this salad is there's a combination of all kinds between the avocado and the bacon and the shrimp. You know, every bite provides a new flavor. So the dressing's a nice combination with it, but don't overdo it.
Okay, so it's just really to add a little bit to the vegetables, but not to overpower the flavor that the salad's created already by itself.
Which is a common mistake made by a lot of people. They always overpower the sauces and dressings when they're cooking, and what ends up happening is you drown out the flavor that's from the natural ingredients. Exactly. I mean, you want to be able to taste those. Just ease in the dressing, and we're going to mix it.
Okay.
Take a set of tongs. You got a nice mixing bowl, and take a set of tongs, and or spoon, and just mix it. Be gentle when you mix it. You know, if you really grind it, you're gonna bruise up the avocados and the vegetables. So be gentle when you mix it. With the puree, it's a thicker dressing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cover nicely, and it doesn't settle at the bottom. A lot of times you'll see a dressing that settles all down to the bottom of the bowl.
Right, right. You've got to dip.
Yeah, this one will hold well. So now you mix it, and we're good to go. This is a nice full meal in itself. We've got shrimp, bacon, avocado, bunch of vegetables in there. It shows beautiful, and it's a hearty salad. And at this point, you know, it's a great meal that the two of you can have a good health, you know, good serving of it. Enjoy the flavors, and I would just combine that with a bottle of Chardonnay.
Okay.
Or if the two of you are into beer, a light lager. You wouldn't want a heavy dark beer with this, but you know, I'd combine with a shrimp and everything. I'd do a light gold lager.
Okay.
Or like I said, a white Chardonnay is always. You can venture into even maybe a lighter red, like a Pinot Noir, if you.
That makes it really elegant. Then.
Yeah, the nice Pinot, you know, gives it a different. Though you don't want to get too heavy beyond that. You know, a big Zinfandel is kind of a real bold flavor, you know, it doesn't combo well with the salad.
Okay. Wow.
And now we've got a casual night. Now the two of us are sitting down, and I mean, this deal is, I know from my, you know, history, I found women really appreciate the, you know, a salad. It's a nice series. It shows, you know, that, like I said, you're not the typical Maloof that's out there, you know, that all he knows how to do is go to the grill.
Yes.
And grind up a big T-bone for you. You know, that's not exactly what she's coming over for.
Okay. And all we really needed to make this was a bowl, mixing tongs, a knife, of course, to chop, and the blender.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got the knife and the cutting board, and I'm assuming at this point everybody's got a mixing bowl. The key here is if you got a blender for the puree. Now, if you don't have a blender, you can finely chop the cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
And in a mixing bowl, you could kind of, you know, do, you know, you could mix it, and the lemon juice, salt, pepper, and sour cream.
Okay.
Blender makes it a better, you know, just it really grinds up that cilantro flavor in there, so it's in blender's, you know, a nicer addition. So, but if you don't have the blender, don't quit on it. You could do it.
Okay, great. This is a delicious, delicious salad. This is Rocky's chopped salad now.
That's right. That's my prawns and shreds winner.
Okay, that is awesome. Thank you so much, Rocky. It sounds delicious. I'm telling you, I'm ready to run out and make this myself. And it's good to have a friend like you because definitely my eating is improved.
That's right. No, you got to have you got to expand and constantly create new varieties for people to enjoy. So it's always fun to come across people that are into cooking and exchange recipes and everything like that.
Okay, this is great. Well, this has been Dr. Leticia Wright with Rocky Fino from We'll Cook for Sex, and I want to thank you guys for listening. We are doing all of this as part of IDCDating.com's special information for you. IDCDating.com is creating multicultural relationships every day. So I'll see you next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.